AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Last-minute ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran looked uncertain as a two-week truce is set to expire tomorrow. And both countries are warning, without a deal, they were prepared to resume fighting. Today on CNBC, President Trump talked about bombing Iran.
It's incredible people. But they seem to be, you know, bloodthirsty. They're led by some very, very unfortunately tough people. And I don't mean tough in a good way. I think it's very negative for the country because we're much tougher than they are. Like, not even close.
An Iranian commander threatened to destroy the regional oil industry if the war with the United States resumes. Jason Campbell at the Middle East Institute says the uncertainty started when a firm date wasn't set for the next round of talks.
Certainly with the United States now issuing a blockade of Iranian ships coming out of the Strait of Hormuz is seen by Iran as escalatory and certainly in violation of the spirit of the ceasefire that was agreed to in Islamabad. Washington is countered with accusations of its own.
Congresswoman Sheila Sherfalus McCormick is resigning.
The Florida lawmaker is stepping down rather than be formally disciplined by the House as part of an ethics investigation into her use of campaign funds. Sherfalus McCormick says a House committee has denied her adequate time to prepare a defense. Members of the House Ethics Committee had been set to weigh what punishment to recommend after they found Sherfalus McCormick committed 25 violations of House rules and ethical standards. Sherfalus McCormick also faces federal criminal charges, accusing her of stealing $5 million in coronavirus disaster relief funds. She has denied any wrongdoing. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A source tells the AP two CIA officers were killed in a Mexico vehicle crash. This is AP News. The FAA says it plans to upgrade outdated air traffic and safety systems in just 3 years.
Federal officials say they're optimistic about an ambitious project to modernize air traffic control systems and get it done by the end of 2028. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy gave an update after Congress approved $12.5 billion to get it started.
Our people deserve the most technologically advanced air traffic control system. And that's what we are going to deliver.
If it's successful, the overhaul would cut down on delays and cancellations and add more capacity, replacing aging radars, radios, and networks, while adding surface awareness systems at 200 airports. Former FAA official Rick Castaldo says he's not sure they can get it done with the same staff and not enough technicians, but Duffy and other officials say this time will be different.
It's a big project, and we're going to make sure that we keep the airspace safe as we do an incredible overhaul.
Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.